So, led by the light of a star sweetly gleaming, here come the wise men from the Orient land. Through Matthew's gospel, we become aware of the visit of the wise men, or magi, who come in search of the Christ child so that they might present their gifts. But what do we actually know about them? Some commentators proposed that they were represented by three continents, Europe, Asia, and Africa. From a wide assortment of names suggested for the Magi, those that eventually prevailed were Gaspar, or Caspar, Melchior, and Balthazar. The Christmas star is associated with these wise men and the birth of Jesus, and it is a prominent symbol at Christmas and foretells Christ's coming. As we read in Numbers 24:17, "There shall come a star out of Jacob," and Revelation 22:16, "He is called the bright and morning star." The story is best told in Matthew 2, verses 1 to 12. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all people, chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means the least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. But what can we learn from the journey of the wise men? The guidance they sought, the questions they asked, the gifts they brought to Christ, and finally the decision they made to return to their home country by a different route. The identity of the Magi begins with the fact that they come from the east. It is not clear if they were from one location in the Orient or from several. Neither do we know exactly how many there were. This is where the tradition begins to take over, and we see them depicted as being three in number, coinciding with the gifts they bought, gold, frankincense and myrrh. They're also traditionally pictured as being black, white and brown, in representation of all the peoples of the earth. The reference to their being wise is also assumed to mean that they were astrologers, and thus familiar with the searching of the stars, of the heavens and the meaning of direction of life. This also suggests that they were themselves unbelievers in the mysteries of God, or were they just three kings who were coming to give homage to the infant king of the Jews? They first come to King Herod with questions which he could not answer. So he turns to the chief priests and the scribes to learn that the scriptures had foretold of such an event and that Christ would be born in Bethlehem of Judea. With this new insight, the wise men continue to follow the familiar sign of the star until it halts in front of the place where the child was. As their gaze comes to rest upon the child, they fall on their knees and give him homage. They offer gifts, not to an infant king, but to one who was God. The Magi were guided by the word of God and the light of the star. They were led to a transformational encounter with Jesus. When we truly meet him, we can never be the same again. Their going back by a different way doesn't just mean a different route on the sat-nav. It means they were changed themselves. They were renewed in Christ, and then every person is invited to be renewed. There is a longing within each of us, whether we listen to it or not, to draw near to God, to follow a star, to hear the angels sing, to peek behind the veil. We must become quiet and intentional, careful not to let our feet get too mired in this, too busy and often disheartening world, so that we miss the sacred that is available to us. God always pins a star in our dark skies. We are never left alone. In our suffering, we have to believe that what is now will not always be. We need to be open to what God is planning to do next in our lives and let this hope strengthen us to carry on.
Robert Louis Stevenson, author of Treasure Island, grew up in Edinburgh in the 19th century At the end of each day, as darkness spread over the city, Robert would watch with fascination as the lamplighters came down the street, lighting the gas street lamps. One evening, seeing their son with his face pressed against the window, Robert's parents asked him what he was looking at. Robert replied excitedly, "Look at that man, he's punching holes in the darkness." Long ago, Jesus, the light of the world, was born in a dirty stable on a cold, dark night. Jesus came to punch holes in the darkness. He came to bring joy and hope, to light the way to a brand new day. The light still shines. It shines in you and I, in all God's children. We, like Jesus before us, are the light of the world. Matthew 5:14. As we go about our daily lives, sharing a kind word or a helping hand with those we meet, we too are punching holes in the darkness, helping others to see the light. This Christmas season, as we celebrate the light, let us determine to punch holes in the darkness wherever we go. Like St. Francis, let our prayer be, "Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy." Let's light the light shine through us this season, bringing joy and hope wherever we go. Together, let's start punching holes in the darkness today, bringing the light to everyone we meet. Thank you.